Almost 40 years after his historic and what most people would say his most masculine of moments, Bruce Jenner, who won the gold medal in the 1976 Olympic decathlon, told Diane Sawyer on Friday night that he is a woman.
Am I saying goodbye to something? I'm saying goodbye to people's perception of me and who I am. I'm not saying goodbye to me because this has always been me.
Jenner has always existed in a netherworld of tabloid publicity and Hollywood B-listers. He was close to people in the O.J. Simpson trial. His lively family and his connection with the Kardashians has kept him in the headlines. But what do people in the transgender community think of this moment on the ABC News program 2020? Joining us are Grace Stevens, author of No, Maybe, Yes, Living My Truth. Also with us is Sarah Schnorr, attorney and advocate. Both are transgender. Grace and Sarah, welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
What part of your story, Grace, and then Sarah, provides an opportunity for empathy, connects you with the rest of the world that might otherwise shun you, Grace?
For me, I think the story was the internal battle for 60 years and the denial. And I transitioned at the age of 64, and until I was 63, I could not even admit to myself, even though I knew there were gender issues all over the place, I could not say to myself, I am transsexual. That would just make it real. And it took me well over 60 years to go through the internal battle. And my story is one that I hope people understand their own internal battles to be who they truly are.
Sarah?
I think the best part of my story is trying to look at it in hindsight. As difficult as my transition was, and I struggled with the same issues that Grace did. I transitioned a few years earlier than Grace at age 61. At the time, a partner in a huge law firm. But the thing that I learned when I came out to one of my 80-year-old Irish Catholic aunts, and about 10 minutes into my story, she looked at me and she said, "What happened to your nervous cough?" I said, "What nervous cough?" She said, "I've known you for 60 years. Every minute you have this cough and have to clear your throat. It's gone." And I said, "Wow." I said, "Well, I guess now I'm finally at ease with myself, so I don't need to have this little nervous tick. I'm now able to relate to my relatives, my parents, to my aunts and my uncles, to my wife and children much more openly and honestly than I ever was before I transitioned." And I think that vulnerability that I've been able to share with people around me that I love is what really has humanized my transition for them.
Possibly the best statement I've ever heard of why it's more easier, perhaps, more meaningful to come out to an 80-year-old Irish aunt than to someone like Diane Sawyer. but both work.
The cookies were very good that she shared with me.
So what do you think, Grace, of the significance of Bruce Jenner's interview and his profile and just anything that you heard on Friday night?
It's a fabulous opportunity for the transgender community to be visible throughout the 17 million people that watch that show. And I have no idea how many have seen it over the internet now. So visibility is very important as a first step to learn who we really are.
Sarah, is there a right kind of visibility and a wrong kind of visibility? And what do you think about the events of Friday night?
That's a very challenging question. There is no one right kind of visibility. We are a community, and yet we are each unique individuals. Each one of us is different. Each one of us has a different story. The big concern that the transgender community had prior to that interview was that it would be sensationalized. And I was pleased that the interview did not reinforce stereotypes.
Let me play you one part of the interview where Diane Sawyer asked what could certainly be called a provocative question. He asked Bruce Jenner about sexual reassignment surgery, specific details about transition, as it's called. Listen.
There's no rush for that. And I would do it so quietly, nobody in the world would ever know. Term SRS, sexual reassignment surgery, would be down the line.
Should she have asked that, Sarah?
I would have preferred her not to ask that question because, after all, gender and the way in which we express that gender to the world is totally different from our sexuality and what's between our legs. when I was dealing with the issues surrounding my gender transition, the last thing on my mind was sex. I was really dealing with my gender and how I was going to express that gender within the world and communities that I live and work in.
Grace, did you relate to his story about family and being uncomfortable, worrying about how family was going to think of this decision and the timing of the decision and his religious candor at all, Grace?
I definitely related to the issue about family and really wanting not to hurt anybody. But that's a challenge that everybody goes through of the ongoing fight of how to be me and yet how to be we. How do I be true to myself and yet hold all my responsibilities together?
As an Olympian in 1976, he's come a long way from that very, I don't know, masculine designation of being a decathlon winner. And I'm wondering if you're concerned, and now, you know, he's on this Diane Sawyer interview and taking this particular decision. Are you concerned that people are going to go, oh, another crazy thing with a crazy guy named Bruce Jenner, that this transgender issue is trivialized by his very celebrity profile here? Grace?
I don't think it's going to be trivialized. I think that the real challenge is for people who may not understand this to be open to learning to understand it. The reality is change is constant and each individual changes all the time. Whether he was an Olympian 40 years ago, whether he's involved with the Kardashians, you know, the view that I have is that he wants some privacy so he can go move into the next step of his life.
As far as privacy is concerned, we can assess whether Bruce Jenner is going to get much privacy after this exchange, which is pretty interesting.
But not to get political, I've just never been a big fan of kind of more on the conservative side.
Are you a Republican?
Yeah. Is that a bad thing? I believe in the Constitution.
No. Do you think that it will be a maybe unsettling thing for some people in the conservative wing of the Republican Party?
I've thought about that.
What do you think about him being a conservative spokesperson for the transgender community?
Transgender people like Grace, like me, we cover the gamut politically, socially, economically, in terms of career-wise. I'm very liberal, very progressive, but I have many friends in the trans community who are culturally and certainly economically very conservative. Grace?
Yeah. Being transgender is an equal opportunity position. It impacts all people across all cultures, all political beliefs. It's done this throughout time, throughout history. It's just part of human population.
Sarah Schnorr and Grace Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.